As Russia presses its offensive into Ukraine, residents who haven't fled are seeking shelter from the bombing, while relatives overseas are struggling as they try to maintain contact. I'm Ben Thomas with a look at how they're coping. Hannah Verdoklib lives with her 7-year-old son, Volodymyr, in Long Beach, California. But her head is in Ukraine with family and friends.
You're asking them every day, texting. How are you guys? Like, give me a few words. It's super hard.
Her relatives are sheltering from the Russian strikes.
Somebody on the ground, in shelters, in just metro on the ground.
The connections are sporadic, and that takes a toll.
And now my cousin doesn't answer, and I try to stay calm.
It's painful to be with such a big fear about their life.
Earlier this week, Hannah heard of the death of a friend's son.
What can we say? You know, we feel even some...
She speaks of a sense of guilt.
I don't know how to explain it. Some shame, like we are safe here. We are safe here in US, but... It's not easier. Your mind can just explode.
The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights says at least 227 civilians have been killed, though Ukrainian officials put the toll at more than 2,000 dead. More than 1 million Ukrainians have fled the country. I'm Ben Thomas.